it's this time of year that it's great to make sure your emergency kit is, you know, ready. You've got your supplies on hand in the event that you would have a power outage and a significant storm. And you want to make sure you have things in it like a portable radio with fresh batteries. You want to make sure you have a first aid kit with your basic essentials in there. A flashlight is a good idea. A lot of people like to keep several days' supply of drinking water, so have a case of bottled water or something available in that same area that you would put it. And obviously, if there's someone in your home that relies on electric-powered life support equipment or has special needs, now's the time that you'd want to take advantage to let us know if you've got someone in your home that has specific medical issues, just to make sure that we're aware of that when we're out making restorations. Another good idea is in the event there's a power outage and you do have someone that does rely on these types of life support equipment, try and have a backup plan so that in the event it's going to be a long-duration outage, you have the ability to get them to somewhere else so that they'll be comfortable and obviously, you know, be able to stay healthy.
And if there is an outage, you talked about some of the do's, but what are some of the don'ts if your house or the whole street or the whole neighborhood finds itself without power?
Well, a few things. First, I want to make sure that everyone knows, first and foremost, that if you do come home and your home is without power, don't assume that we know it here at Duke Energy. We do want to hear from you. It's an automated system. It's super easy to use. You can let us know that your street or your home is out of power, and that will help us as we're assessing how big of an outage we're actually looking at on our system. In terms of safety, we want to make sure that in the event a customer encounters a down power line, maybe across their driveway, in their yard, across the street out front, do not go near it. Don't think that you can move it if there's a tree limb on it, that if you get the tree limb off, you'll be, you know, okay to move it. Consider it energized at all times. Call 911, call us at Duke Energy, and let us come out there and clear it and make sure that it doesn't turn into a life-threatening situation. That is, first and foremost, a critical issue that we face when we have significant storms that come through the area or are down power line.
Duke Energy's Sally Thielen says the utility puts a lot of effort throughout the year in keeping tree branches and other types of foliage away from nearly 300,000 miles of power lines. I'm Steve Hirschberg.